Hello.
Hi, Ms. Irma. It's Allison from Family First Care. I'm filling in for Haya today about home care services. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Good. Thank you. So I just was taking a look at Haya's cases. Haya's out this week. And I wanted to just confirm with you. So I took a look at your insurance portal, like the application that they submitted, the assessment that you just did. So it looks like it's going to get approved for 44 hours a week.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I know that you didn't want to choose an aide before you knew the approved hours. So I took a look at it. Now I wanted to ask, now that you know that it's 44, do you have anybody in mind, either a family member or a friend that you would like to take care of you?
Well, I have to get a hold of them.
Okay.
They were interested in what kind of hours we were talking about, and they were interested in knowing what it would pay.
So we can definitely do, I want to say for 44 hours, we can definitely, let me see. Do they currently, are they like certified anything in the field? Are they currently in healthcare? Okay.
No, they're not in healthcare, no.
So for, I'm going to see, hold on, I'm just checking. Let me see. So your region, you're in Schuylkill, correct?
Schuylkill County, yes, ma'am.
Unfortunately, they pay us a little bit less, but I can work with the insurance that you have. We do, I can say $14.50 for the first 40 hours and then time and a half for the next four. And I can do calculations and everything. If you want, you can put me in touch with the person, or you can give them my contact number. I'm in office today until 4 o'clock. If they want to discuss it any further.
That's $14.50 per hour. And that's for the first 40.
Yes, and then the 4 hours is going to be overtime, so hold on.
First 40. And then...
So that's $580. And then let me do the 14, 15 plus. And then it's going to be $21.75 for the 4 hours, which would be an extra 87.
Okay, for 4 hours. $87. And for the 40, for 40.
It's 580, so 580.
How much is it? Five what?
So what was that second number I gave you, 87?
Yes.
So the first, so it'll be 667 weekly, 667.
667. Per week.
Yes.
Okay. For a total of 44 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And if they have any questions, so we do, this is pending right now. So by the time we get the authorization, we would like to have them at least complete half the paperwork. If you're able to either by today, again, we're in office until 4 o'clock, or if you have it now, that would be great. The information for the person that you're looking to take care of you, so we can just provide them all the paperwork before the weekend, give them a chance to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all regular paperwork, I-9W-4 application, direct deposit and all of that.
Mm-hmm. All right. It is a direct deposit.
Yes. And we do also offer health insurance.
Uh-huh. Health insurance. Okay. Yeah, I'll give her a call. Now,
okay.
What is your name again, please?
Yep, my name is Allison.
Allison?
Yep.
Okay, Allison.
And I'm filling in for Haya. Yep.
Pardon me? What is it?
I said I'm filling in for Haya.
Yeah.
And my my direct line is 267.
267.
551.
551.
7421.
Okay. 267-551. 7421.
Yes, and you can let her know that although we're located in Philadelphia, everything can be done online, and she will be assigned a intake coordinator to assist her further.
Philadelphia. Online.
Yep.
And a coordinator.
Help her onboard, go through all the paperwork, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Coordinator for the application. Okay, I don't know. I hope I can get a hold of her today.
Yeah.
And that would be good if I could,
yeah.
If I'm able to. And if I cannot, in case I'm not able to reach her, I'll get back to you, I guess. I'll give
yeah.
you a call, Allison.
Absolutely.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know I can't reach her.
Yep.
And, you know, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not able to, and I have another person in mind, if they cannot,
mm-hmm.
I guess you have people there at your agency?
Yeah, we can definitely go into staffing for you as well.
Oh, you'll have staff also?
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess somebody that would be close to my home, I'm guessing?
Yeah. So what happens is we take your zip code based off your address, and then we match it to caregivers that we have registered in the home health aid system that we have.
Uh-huh.
And then we go based off of, I think the farthest away that we do is 20 miles. So that's what, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? So we'll go based off of requests, if you want female, male,
mm-hmm.
age category, if you want,
mm-hmm.
based off your needs and all of that. So we'll
mm-hmm.
go based off that. And then we can go into meet and greets, have an over the phone interview if you would like, all of that stuff. But we also do have a staffing department. So there's going to be a new coordinator, not necessarily myself. I just don't want to confuse you.
Mm-hmm.
that'll be working with you in the aids that they find.
Okay. All righty. In the event that I can't find either, the one is
yeah.
family and the other is a friend, and I don't know what they can do.
Family, friend, neighbor.
Yeah, if they would be interested, they said that it would depend on, you know, the number of hours that I would be getting and
yeah.
the pay. So
yeah, it's over full time.
Information, and I'll see what they have to say.
You
if
got
I
it.
Can, if I can't get through to them today, I will definitely call you back.
Okay, just let me know, and then we can touch base on Monday. Okay.
Okay, very good. I'll let you know if I can reach them.
You got
okay.
it.
All
Thank
right.
you so much for your time. Take care.
All
Enjoy
right,
the rest
Allison,
of your day.
So, okay, Allison. And again, you're at
267-551-7421? Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Take care.
You also.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.